Today's daf Maseches Pesachim daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara at the bottom of Amud discusses the ongoing topic of breaking in the middle of one's meal to make kiddush. A brisa is taught of a group of people who were mid meals and stopped to make kiddush when Shabbos began in the middle of the meal. Rabbi Yehuda says that one cup is going to be used for making kiddush for Shabbos, and then a second kos is brought for benching for birkat hamazon. And Rabbi Yossi, as we learned back at the start of the parak, allows the meal to continue on. You can keep going past the start of Shabbos, even until dark. Then two cups are brought. Now the meals come to an end. The first one we're going to use for Birkat HaMazon, concept that we spoke about back in Maseches Brachos, to bench, to make a Birkat HaMazon ala kos. And the second cup that's brought is for Kiddush of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, two cups, v'nimrinu l'trovayu achad akasa, why don't we just use one cup, make Birkat HaMazon and Kiddush on the same cups? It comes from Huna, who says that we don't say two Kiddushos, two separate Kiddush style brachot over one kos, one being, of course, Birkos HaMazon, the other being Kiddush or Shabbos. We don't do that over one cup because of the principle of Nachman or Yitzchak, ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't join mitzvos together. We don't group them together in bundles. We had the schus to speak about this back on Maseches Brachos, daf Mem Tes, and promised that we would come back to add another dimension. So let's review the basic understanding of this, which we related then. The Rashbams here says that this principle is based on the requirement to not view mitzvos as a burden or chore that one is trying to finish up quickly. So group them all together, do them as quickly as you can. That's something we try to avoid. Ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Another idea brought by Tosos. Tosos writes in Moed Katan, it's the idea that when we do mitzvos, when we do mitzvah performance, the mitzvah performance should feature focusing on one mitzvah at a time. We shouldn't do the mitzvos one and another too close in sequence. So let's add to this now. The next part of the Gemara on our daf, and Amud Beis, highlights how the bracha of Havdalah seems to fly in the face of this rule. The case is a Yom Tov that begins after a Shabbos. So you have, let's say, a Pesach Seder that begins, or Pesach that falls on a Motzei Shabbos. So there is Kiddush that needs to be made. There's also Havdalah that needs to be made because Shabbos is coming to an end. We do Kiddush on a kos, we do Havdalah of a kos. Yet we see the Chachamim grouped all the brachos together over one kos. Both Kiddush and Havdalah are mentioned in the same bracha. Answers the Gemara, Havdalah of a Kiddush, Chada Milsa. So sometimes there's an exception to the rule. When is that exception? When we have two concepts that really are one theme or follow within one continuous idea. Havdalah and Kiddush are related to each other, the Chada Milsa, but Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, Trei Mili, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, they are two separate entities. So the three approaches in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. The Rashbam quotes Rashi saying that since Kiddush and Havdalah are both caused by the onset of Yom Tov, meaning Shabbos is coming to an end, Yom Tov is coming in, so we have to make a Havdalah to separate between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and of course we have to make Kiddush for the start of Yom Tov. So therefore they're grouped together, as in Havdalah we're going to say Mavdo ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So in other words, the principle according to Rashi, the Rashi is based on the context or theme of the brachos. The second idea from Rabbeinu Hanan also says that since both Kiddush and Havdalah are recited before the meal, they are grouped together, in contrast to Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, which are bookends, if you will, the beginning and the end of the meal in the sequence. And therefore, Chavilos Chavilos, this concept of the Chavilos, there's no Chavilos Chavilos when the timing is going to be the same. The third point is the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos Perchavtes Halacha Yud Beis, Haya Ocha B'Shabbos V'Yatzah Shabbos. This person is eating on Shabbos and Shabbos comes out in the middle of the prince in the middle of the meal. Gomer Sudas V'Noto Yad M'Varach Birkas HaMazon. Person should finish the meal, wash their hands, make Birkas HaMazon Al Hakos V'Acha Kach Mavdilav, then make Havdalah on the same coast. The Magen Mishnah explains that for the Rambam, since Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah are both on what has already passed, there's no mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos. We finish with the idea from Rav Asher Weiss, who quotes a third reason for the principle of Einos Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos, and quotes from the Maria Buhav to Perush and Orachaim Simon Reish. He says, since we hold Malim Bakodesh Meim Reading, we go up in Kedusha and we don't go down, it would appear that if you do Mitzvah A, then once you get to Mitzvah B, right after it, you're saying that Mitzvah B is more significant. We are meant to view all mitzvahs as being equal. As the Mishnah says, Hevizar Mitzvah Kal V'Chamor, we should be cautious and we should be careful with all mitzvahs, whether they're a light mitzvah, whether they're a serious mitzvah. She'iyat Tayodeh Matan Schar Shemitzvahs, we don't ultimately know the reward for any given mitzvah.